I don't know which word you're looking for. I'd try to help you. Well, you sometimes they are growing, sometimes they don't.
So you got to stay inside because of this. Huh? You got to stay inside because of this?
Yeah, I stayed inside, and then I wasn't able to go to the field. I didn't go to the field and work.
So you had, what did you have to do inside?
Well, after I got about 11 or 12, I did most of the cooking, especially at night. Now, our cousin, Excel, stayed with us one winter and went to school, and we lived at Hennigan because her grandmother raised her. Her mother died when she was 6 weeks old. So Excel wanted to learn to cook, and grandmother wouldn't let her. You know, she didn't. Grandmother was old and
sick, still young,
and
yeah.
She didn't feel like fooling with her. So anyway, of course, Ethel wanted to do what. I was just jealous. So she said, after a few weeks after my first, so she said, well, Excel can cook one night and you cook supper the next. So that's where I learned to cook.
What kind of things were you cooking?
Well, she usually cooked enough things at dinner. We just had potatoes or something like that, and hot cornbread. Pap wanted hot cornbread for supper. Well, we all liked hot cornbread. Mm-hmm. So we all had, we always had to cook cornbread. And I remember one time I was taking out my cornbread, and the boys was laughing at me, and I dropped in the floor and had to make another
pound of cornbread.
Another pound of cornbread. And the boys would make fun of me. Said, well, they wasn't going to eat that. And he said, well, now it's on the table. If you can eat it, all right. If you can't, get up and go on.
So they didn't want to eat your cooking, huh?
Well, they were just they aggravated me.
Yeah.
I tell you, there was a girl in the community that was named Ida, and she was retarded, and she was just about this big.
That's pretty big.
Well, now she was.
A wide child.
And
yes.
Her name was Ida, and the boys would call me Ida, and that just, oh, that would make me so mad.
You're so tiny.
It'd make me so mad I couldn't hardly stand it.
What kind of fights would y'all get into?
What?
You and the boys, what kind of fights would y'all get into? Were y'all rough?
Well, I don't remember us ever fighting because mother wouldn't have put up with it.
So y'all just sort of picked at each other?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they did, but the boys teased me. You know. Mm-hmm. Oh, now come on, Ida, old fat Ida, I know you can do so and so. We didn't know the child then. You don't call people retarded. We thought she was crazy.
Just crazy?
Yeah, that's what we thought. So, anyway, that was, the boys aggravated me by teasing me. We didn't ever, I don't remember us ever fighting.
Well, that's wonderful.
We may have, but.
Nothing major, you remember.
Well, we've got the worst of it because mother would have got a switch. Because she believed in a tree switch.
Really?
Mm.
What was the worst thing you ever got in trouble for? When she
for
ever
crying.
Started? For crying? That's what made her the man.
I'd get under the dining table and I'd sit there and kick the table. Now, isn't that awful?
But I see where she got her switch from.
Now, mother says, she didn't say it, but she did. She told me one time, says, I'm going to kill you if you don't quit this cry. She says, I didn't say that then, but she did say about it. It scared me to death.
She surely didn't mean it, but it
she
was.
She didn't mean it, and she says, she always said that she didn't say it. But I guess she was just so aggravated with me, she didn't realize that she said it.
But just slipped out.
But I got more whippings than all the rest of them put together.
Most of the time for crying?
All for crying. That's the only thing I remember. And Daddy whipped me one time. He never did whip me but one time.
What did he whip you for?
I got so mad at him. Oh, I got mad at him. I really had to show the temper thing. Roland was sick. And I had to take care of Leon. Well, he was 3 years old. I had blue places all over my arms and my legs where he had bit. Well, Mother would whip him. Then he'd come in, and she'd see a new blue place on me, and she'd get him. But just because I didn't let him do what he wanted to do, you see, he'd get mad and just snatch up a... And Mother said that morning, she said, "Now, son, if you bite her today, says she's going to whip you. Says she's going to take her hickory and she's going to whip you good." She just pointed her finger at him. Well, Daddy didn't know Mother had told me that. So here he comes from the field. And Leon had grabbed a piece out of him. And I was just wearing him out. Dad took the switch and he wore me out. So he said, "Now you know better than to whip that baby that way." I said, "Well, what am I going to do? You tell me one thing and Mother tells me something else." So he picked up the baby and carried him to the house. And I run on, got upstairs, and he come up, and Mother got on to him then about what he had done. He come up there and apologized and wanted to make up with me. I said, "No. I said, I don't love you." I did. Mother says, "Well, it was good enough for him." She said, "You had it on his." Mother didn't realize she had a temper, but she did. She had a temper too. But anyway, but I just pouted and I pouted. Daddy was bad to pout.
Uh-huh.
I pouted at him for about a week.
It's a long time.
He was just heartbroken about what he had done, you see. And he said, "Now, I didn't know your mother had told you. You know I wouldn't have whipped you if I'd known she told you to do that." I said, "Well, I know you did."
You were going to teach him a lesson. Well, tell me about the boys working in the field. What kind of stuff did they have to do out in the fields?
Well, they had to hoe and they had to pick cotton.
It was a cotton field?
Cotton fields and corn fields. Another thing we always we did on overnight, Lindsay always parks a great big pan of peanuts. And we'd all sit and eat the parched peanuts after supper. But he wouldn't let nobody else parch them. He never scorched them or nothing. He was the one that was his job, but he didn't allow nobody else to do it. So, and chestnuts, we had chestnuts, boiled chestnuts and things like that. And we had a good time at home, but we didn't know we was poor. We were just poor farmers, but we didn't know it. I didn't. I was just happy as a dead pig in the sunshine.
You're talking about the farm? Is that what that's the only thing your dad did for a living?
Mm-hmm.
Just run the farm?
That's all he ever did.
Okay, and your mom was in the house?
She was in the house and she helped in the field.
She did? She worked in the field too?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she worked in the field too.
It's really hard, huh? Are you hungry?
What?
Your stomach's growling. Are you hungry?
No, okay. I'm not hungry.
You're doing wonderful. Okay, let's talk about when you got to be a teenager. Did you think you were pretty or fat or tall or skinny? How did you feel about yourself?
Well, I felt all right about myself. I was happy. I didn't worry about it at all. Back then, honey, they didn't worry about it. You just knew God made you and that was, you're supposed to accept yourself like you were. I always had nice looking clothes because Mother was so nice to sew. You know, mm-hmm. She did such a perfect job on sewing. And I used to get hurt at her because she wouldn't let me. The other girls were making their clothes and I wanted to make mine. Well, she'd say I could, but then she'd cut them out and she'd let me baste a little or something like that. She said, well, honey, we just can't afford for them not to look right. You'll have to wear it and it must look nice. I'll do this, you can do the next. And I don't guess I ever made any. I had one dress I was going to make. She said, now, it was just it didn't cost much. But I was going to make that dress. But when it come to the finishing up, she wouldn't let me do it. Of course, it hurt my feelings, but I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
See, she could just, I could tell her what I wanted. And she could very well, you know, cut her a pattern and do it without a pattern. So,
what kind of dresses were in style then when you were a teenager? Do you remember it was in the late?
Well, just now this one that I was going to finish was a ball dress.
What's a ball dress?
What?
A ball dress?
Uh-huh, ball.
What's a ball dress?
Well, honey, I can't tell you.
What did it look like?
Well, it was just a soft material. And I don't know what they call it now. I don't get to see it now. But anyway, this, I remember it was a flaring skirt. Real full skirt. And I just wanted to finish it up so bad. And she said I could. She took it and finished it.
She was worried about it. Now, do you remember about how old you were or what you thought when you finally realized what the major difference between boys and girls were? Because, I mean, growing up in a house full of boys, you probably thought you were one.
I don't know how old. I don't remember. I don't remember anything about that. I guess.
Do you remember if outside of the home you were treated differently because you were a girl than the boys were?
No, we was all, then boys had respect for girls, and girls, you know, had respect for the boys, and it's just nothing like it is now, and not when you was even a little girl. Mm-hmm. It's so different, because we was taught to go to church, we was carried to church. And we talked to sit and behave. I remember one time, I don't know how old I was, but this girl punched me and said, let's go out in church. Well, I got up and went out, but I saw the look on Mother's face when I went out, and I knew I'd get a whipping as quick as I got home. And Mother said, now, you had been taught better than that. You go to church, you hear the preacher. Said, that's what you go for. And she said, you must respect God's house. She said, now, I'm not going to let you sit with her anymore. And I was a great big girl, Ira. I guess I was 8 or maybe 10. I don't know. But I knew better than to go out. But anyway, the girl just wanted to go out and play. That's all she wanted. She didn't even, you know, have
nothing
to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, just play.
No, she just wanted to go out and play. We played out a little while, and I said, well, Mother, get me. I better go back in the house. So,
the girl. Okay, do you remember, around what age that you were allowed to date boys?
When I was 18.
18?
I was 18, and not until I was 18.
Did you have any boyfriends that they were special to you before 18?
No, I knew better.
What would happen to you if you did?
Well, I just didn't. My mother just said, you're not dating until you're 18.
Did she tell you why?
She said, You just don't know how to conduct yourself. That's what she said. So I was 18.
Did it make you mad?
No, it didn't make me mad. I didn't know I was being mistreated.
What were the other girls, your other friends, were they dating or what were they doing?
Well, yeah, I guess they were younger. But I didn't think anything about it. Because I just knew. Well, we just knew we had to mind. And so, and I never did go anywhere unless that mother didn't know where I was going except one time. And we spent the weekend with this girl that I told you about, the darty girl that I was running from with my dog.
Yeah.
I was spending, her sister lived out at Minto. So we were spending the weekend out there. And so they wanted to, the boys we were dating, wanted to go to Chattanooga to a show. Well, I didn't much want to go because I was just afraid of something.